Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Oh, he got a fanny!
Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, what a great setup I have here. In my nice apartment with my beautiful girlfriend and a cat that I had to wait till my girlfriend came home. My cat kept walking around my desk and my board, so then I wouldn't have been able to record this show. We should probably get into Hoagie. And so about 3 months ago, my girlfriend's like, I want to get another cat, blah, 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 blah. So we get Hoagie, we get him from PetSmart, and he is just an absolute maniac, man. Whenever you want to sleep until 8 or 9 in the morning, he's up at 7, and he will bite you. But, oh, he's such a precious angel. So just a little bit of that going on here at the Hoppy Hour Megaplex. Hi, I'm Ryan Hoppy, and this is my podcast, Hoppy Hour. I'm your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. Call the show, and you can leave me a voicemail at any time, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. This show is heard on the Quad Pod Network at qodpod.com/Ryan Hoppy. We also are on Z Radio Live at zradiolive.com. Last night I was working this canvassing gig promoting this local artist, and we went to the Kings of Leon concert, and we're just like passing out business cards and promoting this artist, Jake Walden, to everybody. And I do this thing whenever I'm nervous. I just like look at a picture of me and my hot girlfriend, and I did that last night, and I didn't realize that like the dude I could work with could see it. And he's like, oh my God, is that your girlfriend? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, God damn, you get to have sex with that? I'm like, oh man, what's going on in this guy's life? And then he showed me his girlfriend, and she looked like a middle-class Selma Hayek. So I was like, good for you, bro. But man, everybody's letting me know, oh, you got a hot girlfriend. Oh, like I'm unaware. Whenever I go out in public, everyone's so friendly to her. But when I'm hanging out next to her, I'm just a piece of crap that's just driving her around, I guess. Oh, it's ridiculous. It's just, oh, yeah, you don't even exist, but, oh, I'm in an Uber, I'm going to openly flirt with your girlfriend, yeah. But guess who lays next to that at night? Me. And my cat. We got a good setup here. I've been going through a really deep phase lately, man. I don't know what it could be that makes me think deep. That, the 1800s were, like, not that long ago, and I know you're going to go, it's just 150 years, duh, Hoppy. But if you really think about it, 50 years ago was 1971, and how fast that went by. So if you just times that by 3, then you're in the 1800s. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if you could live to be 300, I feel like they would say, oh my God, 1850 feels like 2 minutes ago, like how time flies, and everyone goes, blah, 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 time flies, whatever. I think that if somebody were to live to 1,000, they would go, oh, 1850. I remember like it was 2 days ago. It's just a very fascinating thought, because it's like it was before we were alive. So a lot of us like don't really care about that whole culture of the 1900s and that. But man, it wasn't that long ago. Also, that's been on my mind. Been watching, I heard about it on Snapchat, like with the algorithms, they'll show you different like biased like news sources, but it's not like ABC News, it's like basketball news or nerd news, like depending on what your algorithm is, and mine's hip-hop music and basketball. So I came across this thing called the No Jumper podcast, which is amazingly one of the most fascinating things I've ever watched. It's like watching Joe Rogan for people that like to do cocaine a lot. Like, it was the weirdest show I've ever heard. It's done by this guy named Adam 22, who has like these Me Too allegations, but like, you don't know like what happened. And he's like made jokes about it online before. And then he's been interviewed by DJ Vlad about it. It's really weird because like on this show, he's just interviewing these girls in porn. And like they just started like having sex essentially on the show. If you go pay for the Patreon, it's like, wow. Like, I'm not saying Idiocracy came to life. Like, I'm not sitting here and toting myself and getting ripped in my right arm, not by jerking off, but by patting myself on the back, saying how great I am. But I, like, look at the entertainment level. Like, you look at, like, Johnny Carson 50 years ago was having rich conversations with people. I mean, he was making double entendres. Like, you know, Johnny Carson loved sex, but he was, like, classy. And then you got Adam 22 that's like, yeah, so how many gangbang scenes you been in before? Oh, you gave head to half the Phoenix Suns team while they were all on a line? What's that like? And you're just like, man, like it's a fine show if you want to like hear about that or whatever. But I just watch it because like he'll interview some rappers I like, and his dude literally has no talent. But that's what's so talented about him is he sits there, he's like, yo, what's up? This is the No Jumper podcast of Adam 22, coolest podcast ever. I'm here with Kodak Black, and Kodak Black's like, yo, what's up, man? What's happening? So what have you been up to? And then Kodak Black's like, yo, I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and that's the show for an hour. And I'm like, man, I'm not projecting. Also, when I do become a millionaire, and before the copyright slapped me across the face like Tory Black at a day of work, I literally used to play music. You got that joke? Like, it wasn't an actual slap. Never mind. When I used to record this show, I used to drink like 5 energy drinks a day. But now I cut down to like 2 or 1, so I'm doing better. And you know where you need to go to get energy drinks? Gentlemen out there, ladies, if you like it too. I don't know why I just said gentlemen liking it and as if women don't drink it. You need to go to Dollar Tree. If you go to a very random Dollar Tree, you know what you're going to see there is Bang Energy for a dollar. And if I had the copyright, like I was saying before, that back to my point of here comes the money, 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 dollar, 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 man. When I become a millionaire, I'm just going to go to Dollar Tree and buy like 50 energy drinks and then have like my secretary go to another Dollar Tree and buy 50 drinks. And then like you'll just load up forever. You can load up on Circus Peanuts. You can load up on energy drinks. You can load up on lube. Just another day at Dollar Tree.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
They should endorse me. Hey, you guys got some good lube. Just don't get in near any cords.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment, whatever the hell this opening monologue was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. Let me tell you about Devin Prasad. I could sit here and I could tell you all day about Devin Prasad, but then I don't know if you're going to go to his website or his social media because then you've heard enough and you're not going to care. So here's the deal. You want the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area if you live in Tampa Bay? FitSageFitness.com. Workout in person. He can meet you. That sounds weird, but he can meet you and you guys can work out together. But. If you don't live in Florida, go to FitSageFitness.com. You can always do virtual workouts. He's a married man.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'd like a $9,000 prostitute, please. Oh, do you have 9 $1,000 ones? Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too. And like 20 minutes, I'm going to be asleep, so get him up here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin, 6 beers, this whole f***ing bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus, and you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too. We'll be right back.
No, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But my cat is behaving and not jumping on the podcast board. Woohoo!
Watch out.
Wrong button. Woohoo! Congratulations, Hoagie.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Wait up, I need to put on cologne. Get it? Because he said, baby, let's go, like we're in a hurry.
What's up?
Baby, let's go!
Call the show, 856-489-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Ryan Hoppy Radio for all the info. And if you're listening after meeting me at the morning show boot camp, message me, send me a friend request. Let's collab and save this radio business that's in denial that millennials will take over.
As we're closing in on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo after that scathing report alleging a pattern of sexual harassment, the state assembly is now weighing his impeachment, saying their investigation is nearing completion as five district attorneys are now eyeing possible criminal investigations. And now one of his accusers is planning to file a civil suit as well.
You know what Andrew Cuomo's doing right now? He's pulling out his checkbook and going, I'm worth millions. How much to make this get swept under the rug? All of the criminal charges. I'm not saying it's going to be a waste of time because I think it's good that he's being charged, but he's not getting anything.
Well, here's ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Tonight, New York legislators putting Governor Andrew Cuomo on notice as they wrap up their impeachment probe.
The rumor was that, it wasn't really a rumor, that Andrew Cuomo's daughter was banging one of the cops that worked for his force. So then he demoted that cop to like upper New York where it's never sunny and like this factory town. It's all alleged. But to me, that shows the type of man that Andrew Cuomo is. Like, I'm very confident in saying he's probably not the best father. Do I think he's a horrendous father? No. But he definitely probably slut shames his daughter. Because what? She's like a grown woman in her 20s. Oh my God, she's having sex with a cop. No way. Like that preventing and demoting somebody because they're banging your daughter, that is some small D energy. That is some overcompensating. That is some sociopathicness, man. You know who Andrew Cuomo is? Like, if you were to date his daughter and Andrew Cuomo wasn't famous, but he was just some random scumbag dad living in a suburb, he would be the guy who would like put a tracker on his daughter's car when she's going to prom and she doesn't know it. And then he would like wait outside the hotel where she's about to bang her boyfriend. And he'd be like, get out of there.
It's Judiciary Committee giving Cuomo's counsel another week to turn in additional evidence, noting the assembly will soon consider potential articles of impeachment.
They are digging hard.
The governor under fire for his handling of nursing homes during the pandemic.
I love how everybody's so quick to blast, like, DeSantis. And DeSantis is such a scumbag. Oh, he's such a hilarious scumbag. Because literally, they'll be like, Ron, you have a million new cases and 100 million people just died. And we're going to be dead someday. What do you have to say to that? And he goes, well, Joe Biden needs to do the right thing with the border. And it's like, the guy is probably even better than Trump at like making you forget what you were asking him about. Very fascinating. So I love how whenever Ron DeSantis does something, oh, he's the biggest scumbag. But if Ron DeSantis did what Cuomo did, oh boy, it'd be a little different. A double standard.
His book deal, and now those searing allegations of sexual harassment against 11 women. Cuomo maintaining his innocence throughout, but
I wonder what the over-under is on how many times he's cheated on his wife, just how many individual women or men or whatever you identify as.
Port, even from his closest allies.
Because you know Andrew Cuomo's freaky.
Evaporating.
I began the process of trying to talk him into resignation. Seeing that resignation was the best course of action.
And Cuomo.
And he's like, no, I'm not going out without a fight. I'm an innocent man. And innocent men grope innocent women. Nope. Not at all, Andrew. You're getting a little bit of a wake-up call. Expect to lose some money and a legacy of being a scumbag leech.
Cuomo now facing an impending civil suit from his first accuser, Lindsay Boylan, who claims he and staff leaked personal information about her after she accused him publicly of harassment, including...
But then, oh, you're going to bang my daughter, I'm going to demote you. But, oh, people are actually doing their job? I'm Andrew Cuomo. I got the smallest dick ever.
From his first accuser, Lindsay Boylan, who claims he and staff leaked personal information about her after she accused him publicly of harassment, including...
Everybody is so quick to say, oh, this person's a narcissist. This person's self-centered. Andrew Cuomo legitimately is a sociopath.
In kissing her on the lips.
There was an entire conspiracy to diminish her.
This is her lawyer, Jill Basinger of Lindsay Boylan, the person they just spoke about.
Conspiracy to diminish her and to hurt her credibility.
Mm-hmm. The state's independent report backing Boylan's claim, but today the governor's lawyer saying the finding was legally and factually wrong. Investigators say a state trooper assigned to the governor's personal security detail also feared retaliation if she reported what she described as a series of flirtatious and creepy encounters with Cuomo.
And like, you look at Cuomo and nothing about him goes, oh, I bet he's so delightful about women. He's got the creepy energy. He's not a good guy.
Cuomo.
She was standing holding the door open for the governor.
Yeah.
As he passed, mm-hmm. he took his open hand and ran it across her stomach from her belly button to where the hip where she keeps her gun.
And then she essentially, not her, let me re-say that. Cuomo essentially said in his Cuomo politician way, oh, I do that to everybody. Hey, come over here. I'm going to grope you. Like, bro, you're fucking weird.
Ariel joins us live tonight from outside the governor's New York City office. Yeah. Ariel, we're hearing that Cuomo's attorneys are responding to that deadline for additional evidence. What do they say?
Oh, let's hear.
Well, Cuomo's office, Lindsay, say that they will cooperate with the assembly and that the governor and his team appreciate the opportunity to provide their perspective.
I wonder what that perspective is. Some COVID news. Celebrate good times. Come on, not at all. 100,000 cases in a single day. I mean, like, it's just like you could close your eyes and hear this headline I'm about to play, and you would think it's like, it's just so old now. You would think it's like March or April 2020. And I'm not like saying that COVID should be over with or whatnot, but it's like, I don't even know what to believe. I literally, and that's what hurts me the most about COVID. I got it from a coworker, whatever. I got it in November. It literally was like having the worst hangover ever for 12 to 14 days. Horrendous. You know what it's like? It's like you go to Ybor City, you get really drunk, and then you have to wake up 2 hours later after sleeping on your buddy's couch. And that's how you feel. You get shivers. It's horrible. So during this whole time, we've had idiots who have thought it's not real, even though they've seen people they know die. Then we've had idiots who said it wasn't real, and then they were on their deathbed, or they lived, and then they said it was real, like Republican radio show hosts and that. And it's just like, if we were to go into another lockdown, am I trying to manifest it? Not at all. But if we were to go into another lockout, I don't think it would work. Because so much has happened in a year and a half. You've had marriages that have ended because of the lockout, or because of, because of the quarantine. You've had marriages and relationships that have ended. You've had businesses that have ended. You've had lives that have died. So much has happened in a year and a half. I went from living in the ghetto to living with my hot girlfriend in an apartment. And I'm not bragging, but like people who were taking their ACT and SATs a year and a half ago are now going to college. Like it's been a decent amount of time. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is this, it would be like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. Like it's not going to do anything. Like it might help prevent it a little bit, but if you lived in Florida, and a listener out there that lives in Florida, they can relate. But if you don't live in Florida, you don't get it. Like how if you haven't been to a different city, you don't get what the city is until you go there. Like I didn't know how busy New York would be. Or I didn't realize until leaving Chicago how toxic people are there because they cling to everything Chicago, like sports and local celebrities. And you don't get it until you live there. The same thing goes with Florida. You don't get how we literally are split 50-50 on how, oh man, we got some breaking news here at Happy Hour. No, someone didn't die. My cat that I appreciated behaving almost jumped on my podcast board. But what I was saying is this, back to the point, I just got sidetracked. I'd explain why I got sidetracked. Thank you, Hoagie. Okay. So you have 50% of the Floridians who think that COVID's real, and you have 50% that don't think it's real. Oh, but you think we're going to go into another lockdown. Okay. Mm-hmm. Totally going to work. My cat's nearing the board. So 856-49-HOPPY, man. It's like having a baby. It's just not a baby. I've been having the weirdest baby fever lately. Like, it doesn't exist. But the baby fever is not existing at all. Like, if that makes sense. Like, you'll be like, oh, it sounds so nice for about 2 minutes. And then you think about, like, the fact that I slept in 10 hours today. And you go, that's how many hours most parents get in a week. And I go, yeah, I'm pretty much a bitch if I don't get 7 hours. Like, I'm kind of a runt. Replace the R with another word. And when I think I want a kid, I go, man, I can't even deal with my douchebag cat. Daddy needs sleep to do his podcast. Daddy's got to produce a fishing show in the morning. I know, me too. And I will leave that right there. You can take it and you can leave it. All right, here's what's going on with CDC.
The level of sick visits that we've seen this summer, June, July, and now August, I've never seen in 20 years of practice here in Houston.
Oh, riveting news. No, they're going to have a long, drawn-out discussion about it. Okay, so pretty much we hit 100,000 cases in a single day for a second time this week. Mm-hmm. Party, though. YOLO. Go to Ybor City. And watch your back, and also bring a mask and maybe a whole truckload of condoms.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment. Oh, my God. Oh God. I'm so excited to tell you who this following segment was brought to you by. It's going to bring a tear to my eye. It's going to make me emotional. It's going to be unbelievable. DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram, West Chase Printing on Instagram. Oh my God, westchaseprinting.com. And I'm not just saying this because I've known DJ Tone for 2 years, because I've known a lot of people for 6 years and they've been douchebags. What? I don't know what I just said. I do. DJ Tone, the best DJ in all of the Bay Area, and he also owns westchaseprinting.com. And he made me these dope business cards that I'm going to pass out next week at the morning show boot camp. And if you are listening to this podcast because I gave you the business card at the morning show boot camp, thank you and spread the word. So yeah, at westchaseprinting.com, business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. But it's not that simple. Like, it's simple. But it's not that simple. Because you know what you got to do? Got to go to westchaseprinting.com. And when you get the invoice, tell him I sent you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff!
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. RyanHoppyRadio.com. Hoppy Radio on Snapchat. Oh, I'm so good at plugging myself. I meant, never mind.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
So if you're listening and you don't really know what the hell you're listening to, but you're about 25 minutes in, this is Hoppy Hour, where I record for the hardworking average Joe and average Jane out there. You're working a 9-to-5 at a fast food joint, and you're the only person there. A round of applause to you. We appreciate you. We salute you. Just get our order right.
It's Allie for Hollywood Life with a quick Car Jenna roundup, starting with Kanye West. The Yeezy mogul is preparing for the release of his 10th studio album, Donda.
Okay, I love that Kanye West is so respected and so well-liked that he can postpone releasing his CD for 3 weeks. And we're like, oh, that's just a part of his genius, being a lazy jackass.
And he's pulling all the strings.
Oh, he's sleeping over at the Atlanta Falcons Stadium. How edgy and wild.
True Kanye West fashion, the rapper confused fans by rocking a full-body spiked costume in an Apple Music live stream from Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I'm sure he totally wasn't paid behind the scenes by anybody at the Atlanta Falcons or Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Because that's just where you want to make a music video. Forget about the Bahamas or, you know, like a edgy part of town. I want to go to the Atlanta Falcons Stadium,
where he has reportedly been living for the last 2 weeks to finish the album. In other bizarre events,
I was trying to think, like, where is he sleeping? Like, is, like, I think they have a Chick-fil-A there, but the thing is, like, it's not open on Sundays, and the Falcons play on Sundays, so they're never open at Falcon games. So I don't know if he's just sleeping next to, like, the milkshake maker. Like, I don't know where he would be sleeping if he's at where the Atlanta Falcons. Is he laying on the line? He's like, oh yeah, I'm a better quarterback than Matt Ryan. I mean, most people are.
Last 2 weeks to finish the album. In other bizarre events, he was later seen lifting weights and chatting with a range of artists, such as...
Yeah, that's, you know, when it's bizarre world. Two things. When Kanye West is working out, because he's not in, like, bad shape, but he ain't no buff. And, I think I said that right. And literally, also, talking to friends. Like, I didn't even know he could communicate with people. He's a sociopath.
Our events, he was later seen lifting weights and chatting with a range of artists such as Chance the Rapper, Steve Lacy, and Vic Mensa. The listening...
Vic Mensa is very good.
...session for the album is set to take place tonight just before the album drops.
And this was on August 5th, 2021, and today is August 6th. Whatever day you're listening is not August 6th.
Recall a few weeks ago, Kim Kardashian and the ex's 4 children attended the last event.
That made me happy. As annoying and irritating, no, not me, as Kanye West is, a round of applause to Kim for not being a dirty rotten imbecile like Angelina Jolie trying to keep the kids away from the dad. Man, God bless Kim Kardashian.
To show support. And speaking of support, Khloe Kardashian is standing by her brother-in-law. The Keeping Up star was out at the Grove in Los Angeles yesterday.
Where was my invite?
And of course was approached by TMZ and asked why it was so important for her and her sister Kim to continue to be supportive of Kanye despite the impending divorce.
I don't know, ratings and revenue.
But American founder simply replied, he's family.
Yeah, he totally is. That's why we exposed him on TV. And that's why we exploited him, because he's such a loving family member that we respect.
He was also asked if Ye's upcoming album, Donda, would actually be released this week. And the reality TV star said that fans would need to ask the rapper himself.
That's a very good way of her dodging getting in trouble for... Like, she probably knows when it's going to come out. That's what I'm trying to say. And, like, she doesn't want to piss off Kanye at all. Like, he's like, you're ruining my creative experience of postponing releasing the CD so people keep talking about me. I'm such an edgy lord. I'm Kanye West.
And moving on to an update on Khloe and Tristan.
What, did they go to the HPV clinic?
Weekly reports that the two are on good terms following their most recent split. A source:
you banged half of the girls in Massachusetts. Massachusetts. But I forgive you.
Told Us Weekly that Tristan has nothing but love for his daughter and
Oh, thank God. I was hoping that a father would step up to the plate and not be a deadbeat. Oh, congratulations, Tristan.
Watch out.
Wrong button, but that kind of worked. Congratulations, Tristan. You're average at basketball and you make millions. And you're as loyal in a relationship as a dead rat, but you hung out with your daughter. Oh, so inspirational.
Nothing but love and respect for Chloe. They co-parent well.
Oh, yeah. The love and respect that Tristan Thompson has for Chloe. Like banging his girlfriend's sister's best friend 2 years ago. And getting back with Chloe and then cheating on her with NBA side chicks. Oh, the respect that he has. Like, if that's respect for somebody, I don't want anybody to ever respect me again. Like, if you're going to say that you respect somebody, but then you cheat on them when any side chick that whips out their boobs and then you're barely around for your kid, if that is respect of saying that to your kid's mom, but you're treating her like that, if that is the new definition of respect, I'm good. I never need to be respected. Well, I didn't have to worry about that anyway.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm kidding. Everyone respects me. No one talks crap behind my back.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. Oh my God, man. They are the best hot sauce in all of the Bay Area and the world.
Hot, hot, hot.
Oh, geez. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations where you can purchase it in Florida.
Hot.
Yeah. And if you want to order online, it's at TampaBayHotSauce.com. And when you get that nice bottle of Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, tell them we sent you at Ryan Hoppy Radio at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce on social media.
Oh, hot.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tear up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Governor Andrew Cuomo's former girlfriend, TV chef Sandra Lee, is living it up in Europe.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried what this no-name was doing.
Reportedly with a new guy.
Who lays the pipe better than that overcompensating prick known as Chris Cuomo.
I've heard a number of complaints brought against me.
Yeah.
While Cuomo is being engulfed by a sex harassment scandal, his ex is looking amazing in a chartreuse gown split to the thigh at a social event in the ritzy resort of Capri. Sandra Lee and
she's trying to rub it in.
Cuomo lived together for 14 years. After their surprise split in 2019, she sold the house saying, "I cried and cried."
We have an exclusive tonight.
Meanwhile, Chris Cuomo is facing a barrage of criticism after failing to mention the scandal for a second straight night.
Here's what's aggravating about Chris Cuomo not talking about Andrew Cuomo.
is that if Fox News did this, we would be grilling them. But then they act like they're this news source that we all should be bowing down to them. And I've been saying since day one, oh, the cat's running away because I'm screaming. I'd be afraid too. I've been saying since day one of quarantine that CNN did nothing more than fear-mongering for ratings. But no, Chris Cuomo's so cool. And now he's not talking about his brother on his show. Here's the irritating part. Here's the part that drives me nuts. And I know you're going, wow, you've been yelling. I think everything drives you nuts. No, but this specific part drives me nuts is that nobody does anything. We report on Chris Cuomo being an overcompensating fucking jackass, but then nothing happens. He doesn't cover it on his news site, on his show, and nothing happens. And it's like, God, the rich and elite can get away with anything. The rich and elite can get away with whatever they want. It's ridiculous. It's infuriating. Oh, but he can dance and he's on TikTok. God, I think it's because Chris Cuomo reeks of somebody that would have made fun of me back in the day. But God, he just seems like such a prick. Can you tell I don't like Chris Cuomo? Because I can't even tell anymore.
The CNN anchor finds himself between a rock and a hard place.
I thought they were going to say someone else, but then you need to get a vibrator.
Finds himself between a rock and a hard place. On the one hand,
yeah, hard place.
And he's avoiding covering one of the biggest stories in America. But if he did, he could be accused of conflict of interest. And
so, but that's what you sign up for. Enough of the excuses, conflict of interest, blah blah blah.
Breach of ethics.
Breach of ethics. But not talking about it at all to me is worse. If you were such a creative journalist, like everyone bows down to Chris Cuomo, and everybody bows down to Don Lemon, and everybody bows down to Anderson Cooper, and everybody bows down to Wolf Blitzer, and all those fucking jackasses over at the Three Letter Network, if you literally were so talented because you went to a university, you probably got your master's degree in journalism, this is what you sign up for. This is what you make millions for. I know it's easy to talk about the past with Trump, but this is what you sign up for. Oh, it's hard to cover something that your brother did? Oh, but poor baby. It's ridiculous. Good news. Rihanna's a billionaire. I was so worried.
We're going to talk nighttime skincare routine. And at night, I usually like to start off with the Total Cleanser.
Robin.
Yeah, from Travis Scott.
Rihanna Fenty is reportedly a self-made billionaire.
I mean, ASAP Rocky. I think Travis Scott's with Kylie. God, it's so confusing. I'm the authority on celebrity news and I can't even get it correct. Oh, geez.
Billionaire. Forbes estimates the mogul is worth $1.7 billion, making her the world's wealthiest musician who is a woman.
Wow, that's awesome. I remember I didn't realize I was heterosexual until about fourth, fifth grade. There was a girl I had a crush on in fourth grade named Charlotte. And she was cute as hell. I remember I saw her like 10 years later at like a high school dance. And I was like, oh, my God. And she looked at me and was like, oh, I remember you. But not that I did anything wrong. I used to do this thing where I would really hope that girls would like me. So I would tell all the popular kids that I liked the girl thinking, oh, she's going to be so influenced by me and my acne and my speech impediment. Didn't really work out. It did not work out whatsoever. Sad. I don't even know what my original point was. I don't even know why I'm talking about a memory from 17 years ago. I don't know anymore. I don't know. Oh, it was how Rihanna became a billionaire. So I realized I was heterosexual when I got the CD. What was the first Rihanna CD? Let me look it up. And she's just laying there. And I wasn't even doing any pleasure or anything. I would just look at the CD that I would rent from the library. It's called A Girl Like Me. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the cover now. Oh, let me show my girlfriend. Oh, I just would look at that. So beautiful the way she's all photoshopped with 2006 Microsoft Paint. Oh, my God. And that CD had Pond to Replay. And the one that melted my heart was If It's Lovin' That You Want. And you know what? I'm getting a little too deep here. You remember the movie I Spy with Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson that was horrendous? You remember that makeout scene? Yeah. Woo!
2006 was a weird year for me sexually because there was nothing going on. Oh, man. I don't think I want to go from talking about my sexuality to everything going on with Britney Spears or whatever. So we'll go to break. Wrong button. But then again, let's just celebrate the sound of Pornhub. Although I prefer Spank Bang. SpankBang.com. If your wife or your significant other is not in the mood, Spank Bank is there for you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com. When you go there and you sign up for an appointment, he will hook you up. When you sit down in that chair at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to the McDonald's, tell Rich Keeley I sent you. No. By me saying he's going to give you a good haircut, a great haircut, a flawless haircut, it's an understatement. It's not saying enough. When I tell you, listen really clear. Listen very clearly if I can speak clearly. Listen. I know I've talked for 40 minutes and 58 seconds, 59, 41 minutes, 41 minutes and 1 second, 41, 2 seconds. I know I've been talking a lot. But when I tell you that Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, is the best barber, not just in the Bay Area, but the whole wide world, do you think I would lie to you? No.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, no.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes!
Oh, my.
Yes!
Oh! He never holds back, and he speaks his mind.
Oh, happy hot topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
I don't know what I'm laughing at. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. I'm emulating Ask the Dom when he does his live read for Enter the Sandman, and he goes, .com. Shout out to Ask the Dom for just being a good overall dude. What's going on?
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
Oh, we have so much to get into. Let's pick. We're going to talk about Kendall Jenner being sued for a breach of modeling contract. Lady Gaga and boyfriend are the real deal. Jeopardy has a new host. Let's go with that.
Shut up!
Mike Richards was very good. He was very good.
Welcome, everyone, to Jeopardy.
Yeah, he does seem like the best.
Let me tell you that is maybe the hardest show on television.
Just by how he did this, he wasn't trying to be something. Listen.
Welcome, everyone, to Jeopardy.
Because you had Aaron Rodgers, who was very stiff, but because he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and he did a pretty good job of trying to be Alex Trebek, we had to applaud him. But he really wasn't that good. And Ken Jennings is really awkward. So Mike Richards, pretty good idea to just go with a no name.
Let me tell you that is maybe the hardest show on television to host. 61 clues in 22 minutes.
Oh my.
You are a huge sensation.
Would you be open to the possibility of hosting this show?
We'll look at every option. You're going to see a lot of guest hosts coming through.
Jeopardy.
He knew the whole time. All the guest hosts were just a publicity stunt. Like if you were to go from Alex Trebek to Mike Richards, like Mike Richards looks cool. He's won Emmys. He was a great executive producer because Jeopardy is a monster of a show. But if you go from Alex Trebek to Mike Richards, people will go, who? And quickly move on. But if you build up the suspense of Alex Trebek horrendously passes away in November, that was sad. But then you have Ken Jennings, you had Aaron Rodgers and other people. And it's like,
you have that chance of thinking that they're going to replace him, but then you go with Mike Richards. They did this brilliantly.
Executive producer Mike Richards is reportedly in advanced negotiations to become the permanent host of Jeopardy, apparently beating out big-name fill-ins like Aaron Rodgers, Ken Jennings, Katie Couric, and LeVar Burton.
You know LeVar's mad, and Katie. Why? Because they're irrelevant.
Are rooting for you for Jeopardy.
I'm rooting for me, too.
And thank
you. Yeah, LeVar. You seem like a cool dude. Want to get a beer?
Thank you at home for watching.
Fan favorite LeVar hosted for a week, but even he admitted it was a little bumpy. His wife's first.
Yeah, you know, like if you're going to be a little like bumpy, get it? No. But if you're going to be bumpy and not that good of a host, they're definitely not going to pick you. Like if you're going around talking yourself down about how you did on Jeopardy, yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, that average energy. Oh, that's what we need to replace Alex Trebek.
First day reaction?
I said, so how did I do? She said, it wasn't you.
Oh, man, you're talking yourself up. Oh, what a way to get a gig. How did you do? You have all the Jeopardy executives watching you live on Good Morning America, and they're going to ask you, how did you do? Oh, let's hire you now. The confidence of a killer. Let's do this.
Thank God for marrying a woman who will tell you the truth.
Oh, man. You know, LeVar Burton was probably like really wanting to do it, and his wife probably didn't want him to do it, so she's like, no, and he's like, but I wanted to, no, you're not doing it. He is an American actor, director, and children's television host. Oh, he was in everyone's favorite Star Trek. Oh, totally missed that one.
This morning, LeVar thanked fans for their support and tweeted, no matter the outcome, I've won.
Too bad you didn't have that attitude when you were on TV. I was okay, but via. So, like, that shows, man, I'm all over the place today. That shows how, like, average of confidence he has when he's on Good Morning America talking to Robin Roberts and George Stephanopoulos. They're like, how do you think you did? And he's like, he sounds like a cat dying. But then when they give him a Twitter keyboard and he gets to type in, I think I won because I'm typing behind a keyboard. Oh, wow. You really needed that job, didn't you?
As for frontrunner Mike, well, he's hosted other shows before.
Like what?
You're each going to play three categories.
The Pyramid for the Game Show Network and...
Low-key, the Game Show... Oh, I said that weird. Jesus Christ. 70 downloads. The Game Show Network, low-key, is the best network ever. Because, like, growing up, when I would go on vacations with my rich uncle, we would get these kind of like, it was like, my uncle was like doing Airbnb before Airbnb. Like, we would get like these like small little like motels that were kind of like houses and would be on water near like Long Beach, and you'd be driving along the coast on like, I don't know, on these like crazy little roads in California because he lives in Los Angeles. And the few times that I've ever gotten a hotel with my family, I don't know why, but we always tuned on the Game Show Network. And I remember the Pyramid, like, because back, this was in the mid 2000s. Early 2010s, latest is 2011. Like, you didn't have on demand. I didn't have a smartphone until 2012. So literally you had TBS, Adult Swim, and Game Show Network. Good times.
And Beauty and the Geek on the CW.
I remember that show, Beauty and the Geek. Oh my God, I wanted to try out for that. I'm not kidding. I remember I was like, this is how I'm going to get laid. A seventh grader is going to go on a show.
And the Geek on the CW.
Beauties versus Geeks talent show.
Yeah, that would be canceled now. All the geeks would be like, that doesn't represent us well. Shut up.
The 46-year-old joined Jeopardy just last year as executive producer and helmed the show during Alex Trebek's battle with pancreatic cancer.
If I was gonna-
That's what really helped him out. I didn't know that he was just a recent executive producer. I just said that, who messaged me? I don't care. It is my girlfriend. I do care. She's right next to me. You know that Mike Richards, the producer, during the last year, because I thought he was there forever, but you know, the last year, he's carried that show. And they're like, we need this resilient man to read off questions to look smarter in front of geniuses for TV shows.
To sum up Alex Trebek, I would say, yeah, he made being smart cool.
Yeah. Sometimes I wondered how smart Alex Trebek was. Like, growing up, I hated that show because I thought Alex Trebek was a douchebag. This is like in maybe fourth through eighth grade when I was projecting that I didn't know any of the questions and Alex Trebek had confidence and I didn't. But then around like 9, 10, 11 years ago, I started to appreciate the art of him. So rest in peace. I'm sure he needs my approval. I'm sure he's up there in the afterlife. Like, 80 years, I was an innovator on game shows. Oh, but thank God currently in the real life, Ryan Hoppy's applauding me. So this is weird, this whole iced tea thing.
He has no time for the people questioning his and wife Coco Austin's parenting style. After Coco revealed that she occasionally still breastfeeds their 5.5-year-old daughter, Chanel Nicole.
I mean, have you seen Coco? I mean, it's just weird because Ice-T tweeted that his wife Coco breastfeeds the 5-year-old and he goes, I get to suck on them too. I'm like, bro.
The rapper took to Twitter to clap back at the parenting critics.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, newsflash, we feed Chanel food. She just likes to suck mom's boob every now and then. Me too.
Like, if it was like a Mother's Day post and he was like, happy Mother's Day, I like to suck on your boob every now and then. Like, that's kind of where it would be not funny, but it would be kind of like not as awkward as a picture of you and your daughter and your daughter's head is laying on your wife's boob and you're talking about how you suck on those two. That's weird, man. That's weird, weird, weird.
Ice-T also defended his wife by saying people were just jealous, writing, quote,
oh, yeah, all the 5-year-olds. I mean, I guess they would be jealous.
Jealousy will have...
I'm kidding. No, it's weird. He shared jealousy will have some people hating on someone that they should be learning from. That is narcissism. Because you know his PR team and everyone involved in Ice-T. I prefer Splenda. I don't even know what that means. You know, everybody involved with Ice-T told him not to make that post and to say sorry. But he's like, no, you guys are jealous of me and my 5-year-old. What? What, bruh?
Writing, quote, jealousy will have people hating on someone that they should be learning from.
Oh, Professor Ice-T, teach me all the ways of life.
And when one follower wrote back writing, quote, not sure that I'm jealous of your 5-year-old breastfeeding, the actor quipped, quote, you are. You've never sucked a pretty titty.
Weird. Again, if it were to only be about him and how he's like talking about, I don't know. Like, if it was some post and he goes, by the way, I love sucking on your titties, like that would be fine. But when you have your daughter involved in the tweet, man, that's weird. All these celebrities are weird. Tom Brady was kissing his kid weird a few years ago, but it was fine. You got, oh no, I just broke the cardinal rule of talking bad about Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Watch out! Here comes all the bandwagon Buccaneer fans.
Last week, Coco told Us Weekly that she occasionally breastfeeds their daughter,
yeah,
calling it, quote, a big bonding moment for a mother and your child.
Yeah, when they're 2 years old.
People are like, oh, you're not getting the nutrition after 2 years old. Why do it? And I'm like, my child's eating steak and hamburgers. She just likes a little snack every now and then. And more of the bonding between the mother. Why?
I guess it does make sense. Here's why.
Why do it? And I'm like, my child's eating steak and hamburgers.
It makes sense perfectly. Because usually when you go on a first date and you go to Burns, you're sucking on tits later on.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Yeah, I'm edgy and wild.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Do I have any more sponsors to talk about? I'm so vulgar. Oh, by the way, let me get this out of there. Let me get this out in the universe. This following award-winning podcast nominated in 2015 through 2021, I believe. I hope I got nominated this year. And best up-and-comer the last 3 years, which at some point, when you keep getting nominated as best up-and-comer, it kind of gets depressing. Like in 2018, when you're nominated as best up-and-comer, you're like, yeah, I'm finally rebranding myself. I'm finally moving from promotions to on-air. And then in like 2021, when you're about to be 28 and you're like, you're an up-and-comer, you feel like an old man. But what I'm saying is, I've done a lot with this show and everything I say and all the opinions and wacky little one-liners I have are not affiliated with anybody else but Ryan John Hoppy. Mm-hmm. That's me, Ryan John Hoppy. My mom used to call me RJ and Boog because I had boogers in my nose. I am the one who says things here. This doesn't represent my job or anybody else. Just got to say that because I was just talking about sucking on tits. I'm just a little self-conscious. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. What's going on? Mayday! Mayday! I had the computer part on mute. I meant to play this. I should just quit. I had the computer part on mute.
This is the Hoppy Radio Network, live from St. Petersburg, Florida. You're tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Is your significant other driving you nuts?
No.
The self-proclaimed expert Ryan Hoppy will listen to your problems at 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Woohoo!
Baby, let's go.
856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. So I heard the weirdest thing last night. So I'm not into like current podcasts. Like I respect Joe Rogan. I know he has talent. It's just not for me. I like the old time, like 90s, 2000s radio shows, Howard, Opie and Anthony, all those shows. And then every single city, like Detroit, had Drew and Mike, which was this popular radio show out there. And I know it influenced John Setting from 102.5 The Bone because he grew up listening to them. And I was listening to an old Drew and Mike show last night. And it was like, man, the things people used to do in radio 20 years ago. They were prank calling this gay fraternity and then making all these horrendous homophobic jokes. And then the gay guy is like, listen, guys, I thought this was a legitimate interview. Like, he's cool with them. He's like, why are you doing this? And they go, huh, huh, and they say all these rude things. So then he hangs up. So then they call the dorm and she's like, yeah, he just walked out all angry. So then they begin interrogating her. So then she hangs up. So then they call back again. And then she's like, I don't want to talk to you guys. So then they pretend to put their program director on. And then they're like saying, what did Drew and Mike say? Blah, 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 blah. And then I'm just like, oh my God. Like, sometimes I think like being woke can be a little nauseating and fake, but I was like offended. I was like, God damn, man. This also offends me.
Britney Spears' father didn't want her going on her recent vacation to Hawaii.
This is when you know that Britney Spears' fucking scumbag father has nothing positive for her. And here's why. You're not letting her go on a vacation? Like, it's one thing to think that you should be in charge of the conservatorship, but that's going to ruin her mental health, which means you don't have any positive energy for your daughter at all. Well, we already knew that.
Obtained by ET, Britney's lawyer, Michael Rosengart, said Jamie didn't want his daughter to take a trip to Maui in late July. He thought the short...
Why? How dare my daughter have fun and sex?
Vacation was unnecessary, even though the trip would have come from his daughter's own hard-earned money.
Well, not necessary, life short.
Anyone who follows the 39-year-old pop star on social media knows how much Britt loves to travel to Hawaii.
I'm swimming.
Wait, are you a shark and I'm on your back?
That's her and Sam.
I'm a shark.
I'm a minnow, baby.
Nemo.
While approval for her recent trip was ultimately granted, Britney's lawyer says the dispute caused understandable anguish.
Yeah, you're 40 years old and your dad won't let you go on vacation. That's fucking terrible.
To the pop star. And this objection emphasized why removing Jamie from her conservatorship is an urgent matter. So urgent that Matthew filed a motion requesting that the judge expedite Jamie's removal at...
Can the judge please just do this?
...conservator of her estate ahead of the scheduled September 29th hearing. In his place, Britney requests that Jason Rubin step in as temporary conservator. She asks that the court remove her father as early as the court will permit.
Please.
Or on or after August 23rd.
Quote, what's so special about August 23rd?
Although a two-month wait for a hearing on the petition may not seem significant in the context of 13 years, Ms. Spears should not be forced to continue to feel traumatized, lose sleep, and suffer further. He wrote in...
Yeah, like, this is someone's life, man.
In the filing, every day matters.
Yeah. I once again want to thank Britney Spears for her courage and for her strength.
Hell yeah.
Also want to thank Britney Spears fans and supporters. Outreach and support for my firm, myself, and most importantly, Britney has truly been overwhelming.
Got it.
Finally, and the last thing I'm going to say about this matter is, as I said in court last week and outside, my firm and I are moving aggressively and expeditiously to file a petition to remove Jamie Spears unless he resigns first. Thank you.
The document also states that if Jamie chooses to put his daughter's well-being first and accept an outcome that does not even ask him to admit to fault, Britney can begin to have a semblance of her life back.
I just don't think he wants to give up.
Among the 39-year-old pop star's claims against the conservatorship include a tight rein over her finances, her career, her personal life, and even her reproductive decisions.
Alrighty.
In Britney's bombshell testimony in June, she told the court that she's forced to have an IUD so that she cannot have children and has not been permitted to marry.
What's going on with Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga is head over heels for her boyfriend, Michael Polanski.
Whoa, a new relationship? You're head over heels with that person you're just beginning to bang? Whoa!
You know, I think it's always wonderful to shout love from the rooftops.
A source tells ET that the singer...
Yeah, nothing says legitimate love like having to let everybody know.
I think it's always wonderful to shout love from the rooftops.
A source tells ET that the singer and the entrepreneur are the real deal, saying, quote...
Thank God. Because somebody said that they're the real deal, we're going to believe it.
Michael is her North Star. He is such a grounding and guiding presence for her.
And just one person believes in you and it can change everything.
Yeah.
After a tough year riddled by a busy work schedule, the pandemic, and the horrifying attack of her friend and dog napping, the source said...
Yeah, that was very bizarre.
As Michael has been her rock
through it
all.
Mm-hmm.
The couple has a deep connection and he sees a side of her a lot of people don't. The real Stephanie, who's vulnerable and complex. Quote,
I guess I forgot Lady Gaga's not her name.
I'm
hanging out with Stephanie.
Loves Lady Gaga, but he's in love with Stephanie.
It could just make me cry.
And get this, he's not in it for the fame.
I've never heard of him.
Source adds that he is very happy being out of the spotlight and letting his girlfriend shine.
It just means the world to me.
Alrighty, so they're doing grand and dandy. Kendall Jenner is not.
Kendall Jenner is in hot water after fashion house Louis Joe alleges that she breached the terms of a modeling contract by failing to show up to a planned photo shoot.
You know, Kendall's just like, oh, I'll just pay it off.
Let's get into it. Another day, another...
And that company is like, yeah, just give us the money.
Let's get into it. Another day.
I don't care anymore. Do you? Do you care? Do you care at all?
Kendall Jenner is in hot water after fashion house Louis Joe alleges that she breached the terms of a modeling contract by failing to show up to a planned photo shoot. Let's get into it. Another day, another lawsuit involving Kendall Jenner has begun. But this time around, there are no stalkers, threats to her safety, and or restraining orders involved. Mm-hmm. However, after allegedly failing to appear at the second of two photo shoots planned with Italian clothing company Louis Vuitton.
You know, when she didn't show up, they're like, oh, we're so suing this woman.
Kendall is now being held responsible for a breach of contract. In a legal complaint filed at a New York City court on Monday, the fashion brand is now suing Kendall for $1.5 million plus a 20% service fee for what they consider to be breaching the contract set in place after taking part in the first shoot in July of 2019.
And I bet that service fee is a little hefty.
And that by February of 2020, they had already paid her $1.35 million.
That's how much I make per show. Not at all. What the hell is going on with Jennifer Aniston?
Jennifer Aniston is shutting down the critics when it comes to her choice to distance herself from friends who have not gotten the COVID-19 vaccine.
I think she's just using it as an excuse to not be near anybody.
Morning show actress shared in the September issue of In Style that
she seems like kind of a weird woman.
Had to cut ties with some members of her inner circle who would not disclose if they'd been vaccinated or not. The revelation quickly made headlines, and while many fans were strongly in favor of her choice, some left comments questioning her decision. Jennifer noticed the hate and reshared an Instagram post where some of the doubters were found, writing these comments with a disappointed.
Why do you care? Because you're sitting at home. You're essentially a crazy cab mom.
Emoji.
That likes to have a lot of sex.
She then shared one of those comments, which read, but if she's vaccinated, she's protected, correct?
Why? Alrighty, Jennifer Aniston will always be alone, and I think she's cool with that.
When I saw something...
Rewind. This is about Lindsay Crisley, and she's mad at her dad.
I truly was shocked when I saw something so personal shared.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Crisley is sharing her reaction to her estranged dad Todd's recent social media post following her split from husband Will Campbell.
Daddy issues.
The former Crisley Knows Best star announced she was parting ways with Will last month. And one day later, Todd shared a cryptic Instagram note, which was addressed to, quote, you know who you are,
mm-hmm.
and seemed to show support for her.
Todd seems like a real prick.
But in part, I'm here. I love you. Whatever is going on in your life right now, I see it. And I'm working all things out for good, for you, my child.
Where's the word God? I'm surprised he didn't say God.
Lindsay spoke out about Todd's public message on her and
she says God a lot.
Teen Mom star Kaylin Lowry's podcast, Coffee Combos.
I love that show. It's so good.
Being a pre-written statement so that she could express herself exactly as she wanted.
I don't care. All right, show's over. I got nothing else to talk about. I got nothing at all. FitSageFitness.com, Devin Prasad, best trainer. AmirAcademy.com, Amir, best trainer. TampaBayHotSauce.com. Do I have anything else? I don't know. I should probably know. RichKBarber.com and WestChaseProtein.com. Every single podcasting app, Stitcher, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Amazon Music, Audible. Search up Hoppy Radio, HOPPE Radio, at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram and Twitter, Hoppy Radio on Snapchat, RyanHoppyRadio.com, RyanHoppy Radio at gmail.com, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, RyanHoppyRadio.com. I think you get the point. Heard every Thursday on ZRadioLive.com at 5 p.m. East Coast time, QuadPod.com, QODPOD.com, and that's about it. If you're listening and you met me at the Morning Show Boot Camp, let's talk business. As millennials are taking over the radio business, even if they're not given the opportunities yet, we're coming for you.
Hoppy, 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 this is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.